Zaithan Howard Lennon.
Ithesos o Kosloas Orth.
Radio and Gerno Wegva. Hilo Kaus Hana Watho.
Dinarth and Tolenic, welcome to the little programme. And I've got Paul Hodge in the studio with me today.
Diff da.
So we're going to do, a small lesson, yeah. And we're going to base it on something that's coming up. And, well, what is there better than Calan Gwaith?
Calan Gwaith. So what I want to say to you, first of all, is... Blethyn knoweth da.
You're a bit previous, Mr. Hodge, aren't you, saying Blethyn knoweth da, which means...
I am not previous saying Blethyn knoweth da.
Which means...
Happy New Year.
Okay, so why are you not previous?
Well, Blethyn knoweth da, Happy New Year, I'm talking about an Blethyn Geltic, the Celtic year, because that's what Calan Gwaith, or Halloween, is all about. It's about the beginning of... the Celtic winter, so it's the end of the year.
And I suppose anyone thinking, well, that the first of winter, what has Calan got to do with it? I know that Kinsa means first. We've got Calan being used as the first of winter here.
It goes back to Latin, I think. You're talking about the Calans. A bit of a Latin scholarship there.
Where the calendar comes from.
Quite possibly. Anyway, if you learn to say Blethyn knoweth da... you can do that for Halloween, Calan Gwaith. That's fine, but it's also good practice for the calendar year. So that time, a few days after Nadelic, after Christmas, you can say Blethyn knoweth da.
And can I get you to try and say Blethyn knoweth da in a sort of Lev Tarasvanek, a spooky voice?
Blethyn knoweth da.
Yeah, well, we'll work on that one. But of course, you know, that's a long da at the end, a nice good use of the ah. But yes. What about the other sounds you can use it from Cornish for Tarasvan?
Tarasvan. Tarasvan is a sort of a phantom or a ghost. But we also have another word, bucca.
Ah, yeah, bucca. Ah,
yes.
Which was also a name of a great band in the 1970s.
Indeed it was, with the Davy Brothers. Fantastic.
Well, the Grand Bard.
Oh, yes. Yeah, Barthamir Ihonen, yeah.
Okay, so I just want to play a little game as well now with you, which I haven't prepared you for. So I'm going to... what we've got to do is link your name back to where you work, and then you've got to try the same game on me. So I'm going to do it in a few goes. So... Hodge, Hoz, Hagee, Crowgee.
Oh, per that.
You've got to try the same on me. So that was Hodge to Hoz, one. Hoz to Hagee, two. Hagee to Crowgee, three.
Oh, Marteza Mira, Camaras, Nebes, Moy, Camo. Perhaps I'll take a few more steps. Right. Clark. Screefwaz. Cluven Ink Papper Radio and Gurna Wegfa Ninsel V Purtha
Dancing Gloria.
Well, perhaps everyone I could try that game in class. So you take where someone works and you take their name, and you've got to get from their name to the name of the place they work
in under 300 steps.
Okay, thank you very much, Miraz, Paul Hodge, for taking part in Tolenic this week. We've got Brian Abjohan now,
and that was Maddie talking with Paul Hodge, of course, from Golden Tree Productions, and we'll be looking forward to hearing more about what Golden Tree are doing, of course, over the next little while. Well, this time, Brian Rogers here from Pragna again for his weekly chat about what Pragna's up to, what it's doing, as well as one or two key messages and thoughts for students of the language who are considering, or will in fact have already decided, to undertake exams in the language next year. So I'll come on to that in a second. But first, just last-minute news about Pragnar's little play that we're going to be staging on Saturday the 28th. That's this weekend at Heartlands at Poole. It is, of course, Halloween, but also, most appropriately for us here, Alan Tide and, of course, Callan Guav. Not on Saturday, but obviously on the 31st. But we'll be doing this little play, which tells the story of Dorcas and Paul Breen Mine at St Agnes, with a bit of a Callan Guav twist. It'll be in Canoeic and Saozneg, and hopefully you can come along, join us, and take part in the, some of the audience participation that we hope we're going to do. It's going to be at Heartlands, as I say. We're hopefully going to be blessed with some reasonable weather, because it's going to be outdoors, and we'll be performing Dorcas at 3 o'clock and again at 4. So hopefully getting two performances in, weather permitting. The following weekend, that's the weekend of Luenda Perrin at Newquay. Interested in coming along to that? If you are interested, you can find more details on the Luenda Perrin website, of course, and obviously also on the Facebook group that Luenda Perrin manages. But we will be there again as a Pragnar activity on the Saturday morning. That's the 4th. We'll be running family activities, particularly for children and young families, on the Saturday morning between 11 and 12.45. So don't feel as though you've got to be there all the time, but if you want to come along, pop in, take part in some games, some children's activities, we'd love to see you. And if you have any interest, a particular interest in pursuing Canoeic with your children and young people, and of course you as young parents too, then we would be absolutely delighted to have a conversation with you about how we can help you do that. So that's next Saturday, that's the 4th of November. Bit of a break then until the first weekend in December, when we in Pragnar will be collaborating with Golden Freak Productions. You've been hearing from them about their Nadelic Lascaris activities, but we'll be running a fun day, probably called something like Come and Play Dos Haguari, with Golden Tree Productions, hosted by the very wonderful Mark Elton. And if you are a denizen of Lundra's, you'll know, of course, his activities with Wreckers Wednesdays, amongst other things. So we'll be having a lot of fun on that day. We've got a probably about 20 places. There's no real upper limit, but we're thinking probably a day which is going to be perhaps about for that number of people. From whichever scale and part of the language spectrum you're on, you could be an absolute beginner, you could be completely fluent, and all points in between, it's for you. It's going to be at the Scard in a number of venues throughout the town during the day. We're going to ticket it, and our good friends in Golden Tree will be setting up an Eventbrite booking system, booking form, online booking, to be able to reserve your place, simply so we have an idea for numbers and catering and those sorts of things. So keep an eye out for that. And again, more information on the Pragnar Facebook page coming up very, very shortly. I made a brief mention at the beginning about exams in 2018 and people who will be interested. Either they're thinking about it or they've already decided they're going to be taking their exams in Canoeic next spring. And one really, really good way of helping you make sure that you're as prepared as you can be is to go along to the Pensaethon, which is run by the Coethas Nieth Canoeic in Newquay. Next year, it's going to be on Friday the 6th, Saturday the 7th, and Sunday the 8th of April. And one thing which I would recommend very much for students, regardless if you're taking first, second, third, or fourth grade, is a day called the Dith Stofia, which takes place on the Friday, the first day. It's a cramming day. It's a day where you can come along, have a conversation with other students, it's in a sense a really good opportunity for revision and making sure that your studies are taking you along the right route. I'm only mentioning it now, and there will be much more mention of it over the following weeks and months, of course, but I mention it now because the booking forms have just come out. Places are quite often highly sought after, so it's a recommendation to go along to the Coethus and the Ethconomics website, which is www.cornish-language.org. Go along there and you'll be able to download booking forms, information about the Pensathon for next year, and obviously get some ideas about things that have happened in this year's Pensathon on the gallery and reports and videos and all different sorts of things. So highly recommend that you have a look at that. I found it very useful over the last couple of years for my exam revision, and it's a really, really good day. So I'm going to end my little bit this week again and hand back to Matthew, and hopefully be in touch with you and talking with you again next week. So, Matthew, over to you.
Well, that was Brian Abjohan, and I've just got to say, Miraz Paul Hodge in Waithmoy. Thank you, Paul Hodge, once more.
Miraz, Matthew, blethyn noeth da.